I praise the Lord, Saint.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much for inviting me in. I'm Tia Dorsey. I'm James' wife. And there is a word from the Lord. Today's title of the word is called Return from the Visit. Return from the Visit.
Oh, wow. Amen.
It'll be, our key scriptures will be Jeremiah 29, verse 10 and 11. So mm-hmm. Jeremiah 29, 10 and 11. And the prophet Jeremiah announced that God would judge Israel's sins with their exile to Babylon. So Jeremiah prophesied this even before it happened to warn the people. So verse 10, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place, which is Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
An expected end.
Jeremiah, through the inspiration and direction of God, wrote a letter to those that had been captured and were now captives by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm.
These captives had been taken from Jerusalem, a place that they knew was very comfortable. They were taken to Babylon, considered a strange land. Included in these captives were elders, priests, prophets, mm-hmm. esteemed people among all the people. Why did God allow people to be exiled in the first place? In study, I discovered that those prior to being exiled, they're mm-hmm. practicing disobedience.
Amen.
And adultery. Now, adultery in current times may not be comparable to building a statue or graven image, falling on our knees and worshiping an idol. Mm-hmm. But adultery would include putting everything and everyone before God.
Amen.
Giving God our crumbs, not our best. Giving God what's left over, not our first. And being disobedient.
Amen.
The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in the 12th chapter, and the people were warned right before they even went into captivity. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 12:15. And it shall come to pass after that I have plucked them out, I will return and have compassion on them and will bring them again, every man to his heritage mm-hmm. and every man to his land. The heritage is what's rightfully yours. So God Amen. Is saying that it'll be a season, they'll be taken away, I'm gonna pluck them up, but I'm gonna return them. If God was to return his people to their land, why did he even allow them to go through 70 years of captivity in a strange land? Why? Hebrews 12, verse 6 through 10. I'd like to share Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 through 10. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which correcteth us, and we gave them reverence. Yeah. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastised us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of holiness. So the reason for exile, of course, you know, the adultery, there needed to be a punishment, but it was all about the sonship. Coming into the holiness of God,
Amen.
The obedience to God, the reverence of God. And we can relate that to our personal lives, like, Lord, why am I going through? You know, in this text, some of it was self, you know, the adultery and disobedience was self-inflicted.
Amen.
But when God got glory and all the other nations saw how he exiled and brought the people back, only he could do that. Why 70 years of captivity? According to Wikipedia, 70 represents completion wholeness, the real thing.
Amen.
When they are ready to obtain their inheritance, when they're ready to have obtained all that God has for them. You know, sometimes we like, Lord, we're ready, and we aren't. You know, we aren't. Earlier in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 4 through 6, Jeremiah advises, look, it's going to be 70 years while you're in captivity. Go ahead and build houses, you know, make gardens, eat, marry, children.
Right.
Seek the peace of the city and pray to the Lord. It is in the peace shall you find peace.
Amen.
So I want to encourage those, including myself today, that may be in a land of unfamiliarity. It may be a Babylon experience where you're waiting for the Lord to bring you into his promise, everything that he said that you were going to get. You know, as we pray for peace in these situations, you know, Jeremiah said, look, while you're here, don't just sit, moan, groan, wallow.
Complain.
Yeah, complain. Get active. You're going to be here for 70 years. You're not going back. So what did he say? He said, go ahead, garden so you can eat, marry, have some children, build some houses, seek peace and pray for the city. Because in seeking the peace for the city, you'll have peace.
Amen.
So I want to encourage us today that it may be some situations, maybe we're in jobs, maybe we're, you know, maybe in relationships, maybe it's health situations, you know, that as we pray through these things, that God will give us peace, like my husband mentioned, that surpasses all worldly understanding.
Amen.
Why are they peaceful when they finish school and doing a minimal job? Why are they peaceful when they had to go through a divorce and they're restarting their life over? Why are they peaceful and they had to file bankruptcy, you know, and start over at their age? Why are they peaceful when they got a bad report from the doctor? God says, look, while you're there, he still wants us to give his name glory by getting active, trusting in him.
Amen.
That this isn't going to be forever.
Amen.
He will come get us.
Amen.
Settle unto the chastisement. Stop kicking against it. Allow the Lord to bring you into wholeness and completeness and return you back to your inheritance.
Right.
Remember, 70 represents completeness, wholeness. So when the Lord brings us back, we'll be ready to receive all that he has. Not just natural.
Right.
We'll have more relationship with them.
Amen.
We'll be closer to them. We can hear them better.
Amen.
Our faith will be increased. We'll have more love for people. Okay, so it's all of that is formed in Babylon. Multiplication, favor can still be in Babylon. It's just a season to grow holiness and obedience. God's hand has not left us.
Amen.
The favor of God has not left us in Babylon. I want to encourage you today. Think about one or two things. You may not be in the perfect place, but you can see God's hand on you.
Amen.
I know because I'm in a place that is a strange land. But I'm going to tell you right now, God blesses me and sustains me week over week, month over month.
Amen.
His hand has never left me. We will be returning to our land of heritage in a better form than we left. Our faith will be multiplied. Our relationship with him will be strengthened. He will sustain us in Babylon. Jeremiah encouraged them to grow, make gardens. And when the gardens were made, they grew, they flourished because God sustained them.
Amen.
He sustained them with food. He sustained them with companionship. He sustained them with family and legacy, even in a strange land, unfamiliar, uncomfortable place.
Yes.
God can still bless us and reign supreme.
Amen.
We still have something to be thankful for while we're in Babylon, and God will return us to our heritage. Our rightful path and right place. Let's get in position so that we can return from the visit. Let's
Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your strength today. Thank you, Father, that even in Babylon, some of the things we're going through have been self-inflicted, God. And we repent.
Yes, we
some do. Of them, Father, we should have gone when you told us to go and we waited. Something we didn't pray on and we're here now.
Yep.
Father, that's not your fault. And we ask your forgiveness for blaming you.
Forgive us, Lord.
Father, we ask that in Babylon, for those that are in Babylon until we return back to Jerusalem, which is our heritage, that you would strengthen us, that you would help us to find joy here, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your name may be glorified. Father, that you would sustain us and multiply us here, that your name may be glorified.
Yes.
And that when you bring us into your promise and you bring us into completeness and wholeness, as your word encourages us, that your thoughts are already with us and on us, will be made better as a result of the things you brought us through.
Yes.
We thank you and ask for your help.
Please.
We look forward to the return from the visit and to our heritage place that you called us to be in. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
in Jesus'
you.
Name, amen.
Amen.